Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google. So I think it was 2005 when I found out that the polo we so love in South Africa, not the sport now, the clothing brand, is actually manufactured in Cape Town. It's not the original Ralph Lauren polo, right? And then obviously illegal fights ensued, and it went on for decades until eventually Ralph Lauren just bought out the polo in Cape Town. Tell us about that story.
Yep. This is one for the real fashionistas. They would know the difference. People who just pay attention to the kind of logos we see on clothing brands. But as you've correctly stated, this has been a long-term battle, one that has lasted for more than 40 years, with an ongoing court battle regarding the intellectual property of the use and the direction within which the polo and the horseman actually faces when it comes to Ralph Lauren versus polo clothing that are sold specifically in South Africa. From what we understand, there's been capitulation on the local South African company side owned by the LA Group. They essentially, from what we understand, years ago in the 1970s, might have actually participated in an international trip, seen Ralph Lauren items as well as the logo, and then came back to South Africa to exclusively distribute their clothing range. However, when it came to cosmetics and fragrances, Ralph Lauren actually kept the rights in South Africa and then was able to distribute their brands. However, the logos essentially were facing different directions as a measure to actually show the level of differentiation between the two licensing and ownership of the brands. However, Ralph Lauren as the group has now won the court case to actually solely represent this and now officially own all the logos and brands in South Africa. So if you see any changes to the items of clothing, just know that there's been a level of alignment and a court battle that has finally come to an end regarding an interesting court case, I think, and case study for intellectual property in the country and the globe at large.
Yeah, so I'm sorry to say, if you've been walking around with the SA joint, Gogi Pom, but yeah, that's a story for another day. Today is Black Friday. Right. I don't know what you can expect from retails, but also CLC finally listed. So I suppose you can pick up some shares for very cheap.
We can. On Black Friday, though, there's a number of banks who have published their expectations. The likes of F&B, we've spoken to them many a times in the past, together with their peers like Capitec and Standard Bank. And last year, we spent well over 5.3 billion rand, just according to data from F&B specifically. They anticipate that we'll spend about 3 billion rand this year. So for any South Africans, just be mindful. Make sure that you're actually within the credit limit that you can afford. I'm not assuming any South Africans will be forming long queues for televisions anymore like we used to in the past. But nonetheless, South Africans have been advised to be a little bit more cautious. And then perhaps as we prepare to go to the market, CLC listed officially on the JSE yesterday. It was a muted one, not too much noise around it, but definitely comes and brings a new opportunity for investors to deepen the capital markets in South Africa and also have an opportunity to get their hands on the telecommunications brand, which now has officially been valued at about 9 billion rand. It's an interesting one as well, because I do think it's quite a layered story in terms of the opportunity that they see in the South African market. The Levi brothers now also officially picking up the remaining stock with in Blue Label Telecoms after the delisting and unbundling of CLC. So there's a lot to it, but we will deep dive into it next week when we speak to CLC executives as well as the Levi brothers on Kaya Biz on next week, Wednesday.
So what are the rest of the markets looking like?
Markets, well, we had a quiet day yesterday, but still in positive territory. 110,567 points is where we closed off. Currency-wise, we're still firm at 17.16 to the US dollar, 22.71 to the British pound, and now 19.88 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.